Now, the Indian Pacific, it hasn't run. I know plenty of you have been on the Indian Pacific. I did it many, many years ago on one of their Christmas trips from Sydney across to Perth. It is one of the iconic train journeys anywhere in the world. It hasn't been running for 12 months because of the COVID pandemic, but it's kicking off tonight, departing Adelaide. It'll be leaving pretty soon, from what I can understand. Ella Duffy is from Nine's News Bureau in Adelaide on the scene. Ella, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. So, I mean, it's always very exciting when a train leaves anyway. So what's it like there?
Well, I can tell you, I'm actually just standing at the platform now and the train is just departing as we speak. We were told that it might be delayed a little bit, but it seems like it's actually running on time. So for the 100 passengers on board, it's a really exciting time, a really exciting journey. It's an iconic journey across the country. And as you said, it hasn't been running for the past 12 months. It was forced to shut down its operations due to the pandemic. When borders closed, of course, it was just impossible to run. So it is a very exciting journey that 100 passengers are making.
Yeah, those 100 are going across to Perth, and I'm assuming there's a lot of COVID protocols, so they've got to maintain social distance, do they?
Yes, they do. So there's physical distancing measures in place. There's health screening, there's temperature checks, there's what we're being told is an adapted dining experience. I'm not entirely sure what that means, but there's additional staff training and there's also a cap on guest numbers in certain areas. So they will be maintaining social distancing and those COVID safe measures are in place.
Yeah, look, it's a great train. So you've had to see it head off. You should have told your bosses to put you on the train. You make the trip.
Oh, I wish I could, but I think that's going to be a hard sell.
Yeah, all right. I'll have a word to them. All right, so I understand bookings are pretty good for next year. They're talking about strong bookings. So this is, again, just one of these symbolic moves, isn't it, which indicates we're getting back to normal.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's been told if they are keen to get on the Indian Pacific, they should really book now because bookings are really filling up quickly and it's just a good sign of things to come that people are having more confidence in travel. Lots of people, I think, as travel did start to open up, we saw borders shutting really quickly again, so people were a bit hesitant to book, but I think this is a really good indication that people are now looking towards the future and hopefully having a bit more confidence in the tourism industry.
Yeah, so it's going from there across to Perth, and then on Sunday, I think, goes from Perth the full journey it'll be doing across to Sydney, first time since March of last year, eh?
Yeah, that's right. So this is from Adelaide to Perth. It's a 3-day, 2-night journey. And then on Sunday, it will leave Perth and begin a 4,300-kilometre journey from Perth to Sydney, of course, making a couple of stops along the way, including here in Adelaide. But, yeah, then it will head to Sydney and those passengers can enjoy that coast-to-coast journey.
Terrific, Ella. Well, it's always something special when you see a train leaving the platform. You've described it for us, but it's in Nine's Late News, 10:30. We'll see your report, 9:30 in Queensland. So 10:30 in the southern states, 9:30 in Queensland on Nine's News, your report, and the image of that train heading off, and one of those wonderful signs that we are getting back to normal.
Absolutely.
Good on you, Ella. Thank you so much for that. Thanks for that.
Thanks.
Ella Duffy from Nine's Bureau there in Adelaide. Is Hirsty listening to us? Because he runs the late news. He's a mate of mine. Why couldn't she have been on the train? In fact, why didn't you talk to us? We're all part of the same family. We could be doing our show on the train. What do you think, Joel? Could we do that technically? We could do the show from the train.
Oh, look, if you bring me, we can for sure.
What do you think? We could all get on the train, do the whole show.
I'd love it.
Okay, maybe take some listeners. If the people from Indian Pacific are listening, we could do the show across and back. What about that?
Round trip around Oz, John. I like it.
A week. We'd be together for a whole week.
Ooh.
You should see the look on his face.